Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
My guest today is someone you know from her starring roles in TV series like Showtime's Golden Globe-nominated SMILF, BET's Being Mary Jane, and the Disney Channel's Good Luck Charlie. On the big screen, she has appeared in films like Snatch with Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer, Lovely and Amazing, and The Station Agent. And who else would I be talking about other than Raven Goodwin? Hello, and welcome to Hollywood
Hi.
Live Extra.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, honey, you are. Oh, my goodness. So you are going to be, there's a movie coming on Lifetime. I'm very excited about this because it's produced by Mary J. Blige, Queen Latifah, and Missy Elliott. It's about the Clark sisters, the first ladies of gospel. How did you get involved with the project, first of all?
The audition process, you know, like most of my projects, you know, I love the audition process. It's one of those things. It's always nerve-wracking, but you get in there and you surprise yourself, or you surprise yourself with what you can do with a particular role. So definitely went through the normal process and hope for the best. And I auditioned for Twinkie as well, but I knew that wasn't the right role for me, but I shot my shot, of course. And you know, just to get in front of them, and
right.
they wanted me to read for Denise, and turns out I was perfect for Denise.
And there you go. You're playing Denise Clark. Now, for anybody who may not know who the Clark sisters are, they are some sisters from Detroit, Michigan, one of my other hometowns. And they've been around. They started singing gospel as a group. I believe it was back in the 60s. Tell us a little bit about the group in 1966. And, of course, mm-hmm. their mother, Maddie Moss Clark, was the first lady of gospel back in those days.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the family.
Yeah, so like you just said, Maddie Moss Clark is the foundation of the Clark sisters. You know, she would wake them up early mornings, you know, to get them going, you know, and they would start singing about the Word of God, and that was the mission. The Lord was the mission. And they did it through music. They happened to do it through music, but God was center and foundation of it all.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I often share this story. When I first started in this business about 150 years ago, they were actually, that's how I had to get up every morning. I was one of the first African-American reporters in Boston, Massachusetts. And let me tell you how difficult that was back in those days.
Yeah.
It was busing, you know, during the busing days when people were beating folks over the head with the American flag and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so it was the Clark sisters that got me up and out the door every morning. And I'm so amazed even today that they are still going strong. And they look exactly the same as they did back then.
Exactly. Just as beautiful as ever.
I know.
And voices are still on point. And but yeah, Boston is special. Congratulations to you. We shot Smilf there. And there's definitely an energy there.
It's still there, right? For
black folks. Yeah, it's still there.
It's so, still there.
No excuse.
Well, it's it worked out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, the Clark sisters are legendary for a reason.
Oh, no, there's no question about it. Now, as we go through their life, which I think the movie actually does, they had a lot of ups and downs, I'm sure.
Yes.
As Denise Clark, what are you kind of focused on in terms of their life and what period of their careers? Because, like I said, it's been so long now.
Yes. So Denise is there pretty much early on. Of course, she ended up going her separate way, and living her own life. She kind of, from the movie's perspective, she kind of struggled with choosing between living her own life and then singing for the Lord. It just wasn't going hand in hand for her. So she made a decision to do what was best for her life. So in knowing that, I tried my best to portray that with a lot of, you know, understanding, because we are human. We're all human. And, you know, we make certain decisions based off of the human experience, of course, and mm-hmm. just wanting what was best for us. And so I respect that, and I wanted to honor that.
Well, I've got to tell you, like I said, you worked with Mary J. Blige, Queen Latifah, and Missy Elliott, who actually produced this piece. What is that like, working with all those ladies? And my goodness, that must have been some incredible energy right there.
The coolest part was knowing that these R&B, hip-hop, you know, pioneers, so to speak, that they turned to the Clark sisters for clarity, you know, on their way to work, on their way to a show, or if they needed to just get through a concert, it was the Clark sisters that they turned to. And I just think that's so beautiful and so cool, and it shows the depth of music and what it can do for you. And in any situation, especially the kind of music the Clark sisters made.
Okay. Well, you know, Raven, on another whole front, your personal front, this movie is coming on right just before Easter. And I think you're going to be having a little baby just before Easter, too, aren't you?
Yes. My little spring baby, my spring nugget. She's on the way. It's any day now. So we're just staying as safe as possible and making sure we get her here. I just want to get her here and get her home.
That's yeah, it. Exactly. What is your due date? I know is coming right up, and this has got to be a bit of a scary time for anybody, for all of us, because, you know, we're in uncharted territory.
Right.
But for somebody about to give birth, you know, there've been all kinds of things on television and ways to keep yourself safe. And since you are mm-hmm. about to give birth, what would you recommend to anybody out there who might be in that same position as you right now, Raven? Because, you know. We want to make sure everybody's
so
good here.
I was just as confused about it for a while. I was like, should I change my birthing plan? Like, I don't know what I should do. But I'm kind of late in the game. You know, when all this happened, I was 8 months, pushing 9 months. So to change my birthing plan to an at-home birth and try to connect with a midwife, that's just something that you do from the beginning. And, you know, you really got to respect midwives and doulas and not put that pressure on them. That's just something that you do from the beginning. So we chose to stick to our hospital natural birth. The hospital here in Atlanta, they're taking extra precautions to keep us protected and safe. Mm-hmm. So we're really thankful and grateful for that. I have an amazing, amazing OBGYN, Dr. Walters, who has been nothing but informative. She's been open and really she's really taking care of her patients at this time. You know, I feel bad for my fiance. He can't, you know, he's not able to come to any of the last appointments because they're letting only the patients, but he is able to accompany me at the hospital, just him. So my mom won't be able to be there, which is tough, but you know, we're going to get through it, and, you know, we're going to have a healthy baby. And for all the moms out there, do not switch your birthing plans. Stick to it. Wear your mask. Stay safe. Do not put the pressure on midwives and doulas and end up having to go to the hospital anyway.
Anyway,
so that's my advice.
Okay, that's some really good sound advice from Raven Goodwin. And besides, you and the Clark Sisters movie, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Those girls have been blessed for like the last, you know, 50 some years. So I think I am so sure it is going to rub off on you, darling. By the way, so this airs on Lifetime. It's called The Clark Sisters First Ladies of Gospel. And this airs, like I said, just before Easter. You know, again, we're living in such strange, strange times, Raven, but you're about to give birth. And when you said that to me, it's kind of like, oh my goodness, it's a whole new renewal. You know, and life keeps happening no matter what.
No matter what, you know, the circle of life is going to do its thing. Mother Nature is going to do her thing. I think, honestly, the earth is cleansing itself. There's so much harmful things going on with our planet. I just think it was Mother Nature's way of telling us all to slow down, give her a break. And I hate that people are dying. I hate that people are suffering.
Oh, I do too.
And I hope that more healing comes into play. But everybody just needs to pray and just get up on their spirituality, figure out what they want to do, where they want to be, and I think this will all be over, you know, before we can blink, if we just do what we're supposed to do and what's asked of us.
There you go. That's the great last words here. And by the way, what's the baby's name going to be?
Her name is Riley Rosa. That's her first name, Riley Rosa.
Yeah, Riley Rosa. I love that. Well, as soon as Riley Rosa,
my main baby.
Okay. As soon as Riley Rosa gets here, we're going to have you come back after the show airs, and we'll talk to her, too.
Perfect.
How about that?
I'm sure she'll be very talkative if she's my child at any age.
I'm thinking it's not going to be a problem. Raven, good luck.
Won't.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We will all
be looking, going to Lifetime. I mean, you know, this is great because everybody's looking for stuff to do, and television and radio. We are answering that call. You can always find us right here. So good luck. We're stepping up. Good luck. Everybody tune in to Lifetime. And that premieres on April 11th. And it's called Clark Sisters, First Ladies of Gospel. Raven Goodwin is playing Denise Clark. Thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck with your giving birth to that cute little baby. Can't wait to see her
and meet her.
Okay, come back anytime. And for everybody else, you're listening to Hollywood Live Extra. Don't forget to subscribe to the AURN app, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or any other podcast directory. Make sure you download all of these. You don't want to miss any of them. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review. I'm Tanya Hart. This is Hollywood Live Extra.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.